guess they get a good crust on it, doesn't it?
Oh, just as good as you put them in a pan in the stove.
Uh-huh.
And it's really good. I've done many cooking like that.
Uh-huh. What do you call soft cornbread that's served in a bowl with a spoon?
Well, I don't know that. Remember one way I said, strap in a bowl or spoon. You cook this cornbread and you might just break it up and put the syrup over them, and then you can eat it with a spoon.
Uh-huh.
You just take it and crumble it up
mm-hmm.
in the bowl and pour your syrup over them. That's all.
Well, now what about cornmeal mush? How is that made?
Well, you to make that, you put your water on in a pot. In one of these, you can put it in one of these pot like a, I tell you, like a skillet. And let that water come to a boil. And you take, when it's boiling, then you take some meal and put salt in that water and take some meal and put it in that hot boiling water and stir it up, then you got a pot of mush.
Okay. Have you ever heard that called anything besides mush?
No. I don't know. That's all I know.
Okay. What do you call bread and loaves that's made out of white flour?
Well, bread and loaf?
Uh-huh.
Well, you make,
well,
you got a bread that you can cook. It's like a loaf, but it wouldn't be, it'd just be in one piece and it's brown, most like a big cornbread, but it'd be high and it's about that long.
Uh-huh.
You call it bread and loaf, because it's just like a loaf, but it's not as long as a loaf, but only brown pretty.
Uh-huh.
And it's not as large as a loaf of bread, but it's brown, very pretty, round and round.
Okay. Well now, when you buy white bread at the store, what do you call that? Do you call it white bread or
white bread? White
bread,
or rye, and you can buy rye bread.
Uh-huh.
And you can buy some of the store you call diabetic, for people who have to eat this rye bread, so it's different. You can get three or four different kinds.
Well, is there any difference between white bread and light bread and loaf bread? Or
well, it's the pure white bread. Well, most anybody can eat that, but this rye bread is a different rye bread. That not got so much or less, if for people who have high blood or,
uh-huh.
or heart trouble.
Uh-huh.
And you know, and that it wouldn't be the right kind of bread for them to buy to eat.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What do you call something that's round, about that big round, that's got a hole in the middle and it's sweet?
Donut.
Okay. What do you call round flat cakes that you make with white flour and you cook them on a greased skillet and then you eat them with syrup or on a greased frying pan, rather like that?
Some people call it fried fritters. Some people say, I don't know, I used to do a lot of cooking. I've done a lot of cooking in my life.
Well, now, what about, the little thin ones?
Yeah.
That you eat with syrup?
Well, you cook it, you call it pancake. Those little thin ones,
yeah.
About three of them, you put them up there and pour syrup on it and take your knife and cut it up and eat it.
Well, now, have you ever heard them called anything besides pancakes?
I don't know. I know we have cooked ash cake and another thing in a you got some of these skillet little thing with two handles to it, and you fix your flour and put it in there,
yeah.
And stick it in the fire there and turn it over and it'll brown both sides. Some of them call them
what do you call meat from the side of a hog that's salted but not smoked?
You call it
beef. What do you call pressed meatloaf that's made from hog joel and hogshead and things like that?